The minority in parliament says it is not in principle against the purchase of an aircraft for the Ghana Air Force. It, however, has a problem with the price being quoted by the majority. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the MP for Atrimamponia, Isaac Esiama, said the actual price of the aircraft is $32 million, but the minority is surprised at the $88 million being quoted by the majority.
It's a national duty for us to make sure that our armed forces are well equipped so that they defend the country at any point in time. They will protect, defend our oil and gas industry. So we are, in principle, in support of equipping the armed forces, and nobody from the minority is against it. I mean, that is the principle. But we have raised legitimate issues with regards to the cost of this item that they are going to purchase. And also the hypocrisy of the NDC. We could all recall that in 2008, during the previous regime, this issue came up. We're going to purchase two aircrafts to equip the armed forces. And we all witnessed the kind of debate that happened on the floor of the House. The then minority leader, Honorable Abambaben, kept against it. Indeed, said that there are more priority areas, health, water, education, that we could channel those resources to. So we asked ourselves, what has changed so far from 2008-2011? What has changed? And why are you bringing this time around? Not even two, as happened in 2008. This time around, as many as eight aircraft. Our legitimate issue is about even the inflated prices associated with them. Let's look at what the Embraer 190, for example. The price that has been quoted, understand, at the website of the Embraer 190, Embraer company, for example, that is for financial year 2011, is costing $32 million. But what has been quoted by the government, understand, is $88 million. Look at the jump. So we ask it, what explains this huge difference? That is our legitimate concern. But look at the configuration, for example. So are they telling us that alone would have accounted for the difference of about $66 million? It is highly unthinkable. So we ask this legitimate concern that let us be more prudent in the way we manage our resources.
A member of the majority and MP for Shai Osudoku, David Esuming, said the price of the jet quoted by the minority does not include the extras of the aircraft.
The issue of the quotation they pulled from the net was actually tabled. And if you take the document and you read, you will see a caveat that has been placed on the quotation. It states that in addition to whatever quotation that we need, depending on the finishing that you want to add to the aircraft, is after that you can get the final price. And so we are talking of the additions that has been added onto the aircraft. And so that is where the difference lies.
In this case, are we to understand that it is just an empty shell being sold and you now have to complete it?
The figure that was quoted is like an empty shield. And so he added a caveat that depending on how you want to get the finishing made, that is where you can arrive at the figure. And so the experts were assembled, as said by the Minister for Defense, and they went in and decided on how they want the final product to look like. It is the consideration of all these that give out the figure that they are disputing.
So you don't have a problem at all with how it raised it from 32 to 88?
Having looked at what has been done critically, and when the whole TV went to file the committee, I mean the Select Committee of Finance and Defense, and these are committees that had members from various sides, I mean both the NPP and the NDC, they went and scrutinized the agreement and came out recommending that this agreement must be approved as early as possible because the aircraft are urgently needed.
MP for Shai Osudoku, David Esuming, talking to Kingsley Obenchire.